Live from KQED News, I'm Guy Marzorati. California utility regulators today rejected AT&T's request to withdraw as a carrier of last resort in areas across the state. KQED's Juan Carlos Lara reports.
As a carrier of last resort, AT&T is required to maintain basic phone service via landlines. Regulators say that's crucial for customers who can't afford other phone plans or live in areas where cell signal is unreliable. Here's California Public Utilities Commissioner John Reynolds.
Our vote to dismiss AT&T's application made clear that we will protect customers' access to basic telephone service, no matter where customers live, their income, or their access to other forms of communication.
AT&T says it's now focused on a state bill on the same topic. Marin County officials have said in a letter that the legislation could also jeopardize access to landlines for many residents. I'm Juan Carlos Lara, KQED News.
Press freedom organizations today are calling for charges to be dropped against a Stanford University student journalist who was arrested while covering a protest. KQED's Joseph Jiha has the story.
The First Amendment Coalition and 25 other groups have sent a letter to Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen asking him not to charge Dylan Gohill, a journalist for the Stanford Daily. Gohill was arrested on June 5th while covering pro-Palestinian protesters who broke into the school president's office. David Loy is the legal director of the First Amendment Coalition.
District attorneys have to make decisions in the interest of justice, and it's not in the interest of justice to prosecute a reporter for reporting the news.
A spokesperson for DA Rosen said their office has not yet received the cases of those arrested during the protest and declined further comment. I'm Joseph Jiha, KQED News.
And I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.